Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijnyu Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland Assembly Committee bans septic waste disposal into rivers, urges sanitation access in colonies. Chief Justice Ashutosh Kumar urges Nagaland lawyers to uphold justice and tradition. Nagaland RMSA Teachers 2016 batch launch agitation. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has power of democracy and advantage of demography. And now the news in detail. The Committee for Environment and Climate Change of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, led by Chairperson and MLA Achumbemo Kikon, held a consultative meeting today with the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, Kohima Chamber of Commerce, KCCI, and Colony Chairman. MLA Kikon informed media person that during the meeting, two key resolutions were adopted, which include a ban on the release of septic tank waste into rivers and drains in Kohima town, and a directive for colonies to ensure access routes for sanitation vehicles.
One resolution is that from now on, the colony will enforce, the Municipal Council of Kohima Chambers of Commerce will also enforce that no residents, no families, no septic tank will be released to the rivers and nalas in Kohima town. And the Kohima Municipal Council have been expressing difficulties, like they have the facilities of cesspool, but there is no passage. So today we have passed a resolution collectively that the colony will make an endeavor to find a passage to let easy accessible for the cesspool and other vehicles related to sanitation.
Mr. Kikon said the committee also decided to reactivate the fecal sludge treatment plant at Merima, which was constructed by the government with an investment of hundreds of crore but is yet to be made operational. He mentioned that the KMC will soon advertise for the reoperation of this facility. The committee also resolved to revive the waste segregation and recycling unit at Lere Colony. Mr. Kikon urged citizens of Kohima to strictly follow waste management guidelines by segregating biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste, highlighting that waste should turn into wealth.
So therefore, we would also like to urge and appeal upon the citizens of Kohima town that let us segregate the biodegradable and non-biodegradable so that it will be easier for the KMC and the Kohima Chambers of Commerce to implement, to effectively execute and clean our city.
On the issue of pollution in Doyang Reservoir Dam, Mr. Kikon said a significant portion of plastic bottle waste found in the reservoir originates from Kohima town. The MLA expressed optimism that today's consultative meeting would lead to a positive shift in public mindset and behavior regarding waste disposal. Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar, has urged lawyers in Nagaland to go beyond just arguing cases and take on the greater role of upholding justice and tradition. He was speaking at a reception program held in his honor during his official visit to Nagaland, organized by High Court Bar Association Nagaland in Kohima today. Underscoring the weighty responsibilities, Justice Kumar said, advocacy is not limited to courtroom performance but extends to the larger cause of justice and community.
You lawyers here in Nagaland, you have a special responsibility. It is not only argument of cases, but preservation of the traditions as well.
Addressing the gathering of legal practitioners, including senior and young advocates, the Chief Justice emphasized the importance of compassion, diligence, and fearlessness in legal practice. He urged senior advocates to mentor the younger generation while encouraging junior lawyers to step up as torchbearers of justice.
And the young advocates to be the torchbearers in the sense that you just don't have to argue your case before the court. You have to see that justice is accessible.
He also reminded them that justice must be made accessible to all and that their assistance in court is essential for fair and proper judgments. Calling for fearless advocacy, Justice Kumar urged lawyers not to be intimidated by the demeanor of judges.
If you think that the issue requires adjudication, you have to be fearless in your arguments without being deterred by one of the homilies or the harsh tone of a judge. He is not going to harm you.
President of the High Court Bar Association Nagaland, Siti Jamir, on behalf of the association, submitted a representation to the Chief Justice requesting the appointment of High Court judges and the designation of senior advocates from the state. The Department of Social Welfare has announced it will undertake a performance assessment of Anganwadi centers across the state following persistently low enrollment and underperformance reported via the Poshan Tracker app. Underperforming centers will be rationalized and relocated to uncovered areas that meet eligibility criteria. The department has urged community leaders and local authorities to cooperate with the assessment and further support Aadhaar enrollment and updation to ensure Anganwadi services reach all beneficiaries. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Academic activities in 133 government high schools across Nagaland were disrupted today as the Nagaland RMSA Teachers Association 2016 batch launched its phase-wise indefinite agitation over long-pending service benefits. The agitation began with a pen-down strike after the expiry of the teachers' ultimatum to the state government. Association President Imli Temjan said members are attending their respective school but are not carrying out any pen and paper works. The association said the protest was necessitated by the government's continued silence despite High Court verdicts in its favor. When contacted on the matter, Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha Nagaland, L. Jamitang Lotha, said the state government had filed a review petition in the Supreme Court on August 14 and urged the teachers to have patience till the court ruling. Prime Minister Narendra today said that a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Addressing a gathering after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat, he said India has the strength of democracy, the advantage of demography, and a large pool of skilled workforce.
डेमोक्रेसी की शक्ति है और भारत के पास डेमोग्राफी का एडवांटेज है हमारे पास इसलिए कि हमारे हर पार्टनर के लिए विन विन सिचुएशन बनाता है मारुति सुजुकी जैसी कंपनियां मेक इन इंडिया की ब्रांड एम्बेसडर बन चुकी है.
Earlier, the Prime Minister flagged off the Made in India battery electric vehicle e-Vitara from Hansalpur in Gujarat. And Nagaland police has said that an interim charge sheet has already been filed before the court against the accused in the murder of 31-year-old Kesud Lungle Nume in Pimla, while a supplementary charge sheet will be submitted upon receiving the report from the Forensic Science Laboratory, which is being processed at an out-of-state facility. Providing an update on the investigation, the Commissioner of Police Dimapur said the special investigation team has gathered sufficient evidence linking the accused to the crime. The accused, who allegedly committed the murder in a fit of rage while under the influence of alcohol, was arrested on April 10. The incident occurred on April 7 when police received a tip-off about a suspected murder. An inquest was conducted and a case was subsequently registered at a women police station. The parent district legal services authority has initiated victim compensation proceedings for the minor child of the deceased. Meanwhile, Ziliangrong Civil Society organizations have issued a 15-day ultimatum to Dimapur police over the unsolved murder. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Assembly Committee bans septic waste disposal into rivers, urges sanitation access in colonies. Chief Justice Ashutosh Kumar urges Nagaland lawyers to uphold justice and tradition. Nagaland RMSA Teachers 2016 batch launched agitation. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has power of democracy and advantage of demography. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.